The Bears, the path to success. This is the sound of your money growing. This is Getting Down to Business and Taking Care of Business Radio on the Biz Radio Network. Radio is our business. We are the flagship of your financial future. A union of people using our brains, getting a better deal. When you push this button, you hear the sound of your money growing on the Biz Radio Network.
The Law and Dollars and Cents. Welcome to Bar Talk, Sex, Laws, and Videotape, without the sex. Now, here are your hosts, Daphne Patterson, Scott Boats, and Arturo De Leon.
Welcome back to the Biz Radio Network. This is a brand new program called Bar Talk, Sex, Lies, and Audiotape. This is without the sex, of course.
Lawyers who don't suck.
This is Daphne Patterson.
And this is Scott Boats.
And Scott and I went to law school together here in the great city of Houston at University of Houston Law School and graduated in 1991. And so after a number of years of practicing, we decided to hook back up and do something that might help folks out there learn a little bit about the law and maybe something a little different, right, Scott?
Yeah, definitely. You do criminal law litigation, a lot of white-collar stuff. And I do a lot of civil stuff, mostly probate litigation, family court litigation. Our buddy Arturo is out watching the Dynamo today play Los Angeles. But Arturo does a lot of office stuff, a lot of transactional planning, business planning, that sort of thing. And today we're here to talk about...
Okay, we're going to talk today about violations of export laws. And first of all, to see why you should care so you'll understand that. This is, of course, an international city, and a lot of you folks may do import and export with foreign countries, and some of you may already realize this. The laws are extremely complex.
Daphne, as you know, I've got a good friend who used to practice law, and he's now got an import business based in Tucson, Arizona, and I was talking to him about all the stuff involved, and, you know, law, all of law is about regulation. All of courts, no offense to the judges, no offense to the people in the courts, but all courts are bureaucracies. And what we do as lawyers is we stand in front of our clients and behind them, also at times, to protect them in dealing with bureaucracies. And there's a lot of bureaucracy involved in this area that can do you some harm if you're not careful.
You're right. You're right. I had a client with a terrible story that caused me to learn more about this issue. And this client was just a stay-at-home mom. She had been born in China. And when she arrived here in the United States and started her family with her husband, one of her friends in China said, hey, why don't you just do something at home and have a little business, have a little money on the side, and what we need you to go ahead and ship us some computer parts. And she had no idea what this was going to lead to. All she had to do was order the computer parts they needed from U.S. companies, have them shipped. She didn't even have them come to her house. They were just shipped directly to the person that needed them in China.
Didn't even use a customs broker or anything like that.
Didn't use a customs broker,
Didn't really need one, actually.
Yeah, she didn't technically need one, although probably a good idea to have them. Now, if you have a business and you're using a customs broker, though, you still want
to... It's always good to have somebody to blame, I think.
Yeah, well, that's good, but you need to make sure and look at that contract and see who's blaming who.
That's true.
The contract may say that it doesn't matter what happens, you're responsible, and that may mean that you're paying a lot of money to a customs broker, and they ain't doing anything for you. So if you have one of those, take a close look at your contract and see who's indemnifying who. That's that big word we were talking about earlier, wasn't it, Scott? What was that definition we were going to tell everybody that was
right,
simple?
Make sure you're not agreeing to take responsibility for their screw-up. That's one way to look at the word indemnify. I think that's in the law dictionary.
That makes it really simple. I think that's a good way to look at it. And if you can't tell if your contract says that, which quite frankly, most of them are written so that you can't tell, take it to your attorney and see what it says. Now,
take it to Arturo De Leon.
Yeah, take it to Arturo.
713-529-2717.
I think you said that too quickly.
Okay. 713-529-2717.
At any rate, my poor little client from China, she found herself with federal agents knocking down her door. And when they come to your door, they don't come to your door politely. And that whole concept of knock and announce that you see on TV, you think that means that you're going to have plenty of time to answer the door. No, you're not. They're going to give you 5 seconds. They're going to bang down the door, and they're going to have Uzis, even if you live in the nicest neighborhood in your city and you're a soccer mom. So this is her experience with her stay-at-home mom business. She ended up finding out that she had, in fact, violated the export control laws. Now, it took me hours and hours of research to see where she had violated them. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit more detail. But when we did figure out that she had violated them, we had no defenses. And so what we would say to you is, if you have a company like that that is exporting, please do go back and see what your contracts are. See who you're exporting to and what you're exporting. And check with either your customs agent or your attorney and make sure that you're not violating these laws. Now, just to go over it a little bit more in detail, the things that you need to be concerned about are three: who you're exporting to, what you're exporting, and if there's any cost tariffs involved. Now, you know the government always wants their money, so make sure they're getting their money. That's probably the easiest part, because someone will help you figure that out with the government.
Now, custom broker can help you with that, but with your lady who's a soccer mom.
Yeah, she actually had no trouble with the money part. She was paying the money to the right places. And amazingly enough, you can think, okay, I'm paying all my money. Surely somebody's checking my work.
But so the problem was computer parts to China.
Now, the list that you're going to find that there are lists with the Treasury Department, there are lists with the Commerce Department, there are lists with the State Department, and you have to compare to all the lists so you can see why it's complex and why you want to make sure somebody is looking for you. And on those lists, you're going to find that there are prohibited countries, there are prohibited entities, just people you can't deal with. Now, this is a pretty ridiculous thing, because when I got to looking at this closer, I found out that you could just be associated with a terrorist. Now, let's say, you know, you were a fella from Sudan and you went over to Iran and you're sitting at a bar there.
Regular fella from Sudan sitting at a bar in Iran.
It could happen. Actually, there's a lot of people that are, you know, civilian contractors dealing with many of these countries. I have a friend who does a lot of accounting work that puts him in a lot of these countries. And if he was sitting at a bar, let's say, and having a drink with someone that, as it turns out,
drinking tea, probably.
Well, let's hope not. I hope they're having fun wherever they are. But and of course, if they were drinking tea, they might think about who they're drinking with. But in this case, let's say that they aren't. They're drinking, what would you drink? I don't know. Whiskey, maybe? Or, you know, something a little stronger than that? Vodka?
I think I'd choose tea in Tehran. But,
okay. We weren't really talking about you. I'm sorry.
That would be my advice to my clients.
Okay.
Drink the tea.
Our advice probably is tea for everybody. But let's say you're not, and so you're not thinking about who you're visiting with, and you're visiting with someone who happens to be on the terrorist list. And there happens to be federal agents in the bar. Of course, they're drinking tea, right? Any federal agents listening, I'm sure you're drinking tea. And you get listed as someone who's now associated with this person because you talked to this person. And you're on that list. Well, that means that all of your clients back in the United States cannot deal with you anymore. And they probably don't know it. And you don't know it. And nobody knows it until those federal agents come knock down your door with all those guns. Now, so when that happens, you better call your attorney. But let's hope that you called your attorney first so that you've found out if anyone's on the list that you're dealing with. That list, by the way, that I'm talking about, just in case you want to know the technical name, is the Specially Designated Global Terrorist List. Yes, of course, I'm sure that there was a lot of bureaucracy that went into coming up with that name, just like ours. Like, how much time did we spend coming up with our name?
The name, Bartok?
Bartok.
Sex, yeah. Law and Audio Tape Without the Sex, Lawyers Who Don't Suck. Not that long. It was just a bunch of different names.
It was just
brainstorming. Don't reject anything you get in a brainstorming session. And obviously, we didn't reject anything, did we?
Well, and all the brainstorming was really yours. Just so everybody knows, Scott is actually the creative mind behind this program. One of us does the thinking. That's him. And I do the talking. I'm sure you noticed that so far. Just a little bit about us, since we, I think, have a few more minutes before there's another break. And we told you where we went to law school. I think that was 91. Is that when we finally got out of? They let us go.
We got out in 91. That's
right.
Yeah,
we got out in 91. And started practicing law. We both have children, and we're both single parents.
We are. And you did the JAG thing.
I did. I went into the Navy and left. It seemed like a fun thing to do. Left for 4 years and then just stayed gone, actually. Continued to practice law where I was stationed. And I was stationed in Mississippi, so there's a lot of stories there.
Practiced law in Mississippi and did some federal court litigation both there and here and a lot of places.
And then, and let's see, your daughter's name, daughter is Anna, right?
My daughter's name is Anna.
And Anna is, I'm sorry, I forgot, nine?
Eight? Anna is eight.
Eight, that's right, they're exactly the same age.
Like your oldest child.
Alexandria is eight, and hopefully she's listening. Is Anna listening?
I hope so. And then you've got a young child who's 18 months.
Yes, that's...
And so we are two real lawyers with real issues who deal with our real clients on the very complicated matters sometimes, but pretty much it's just down-to-earth stuff. The way I look at what we do is we're kind of map makers for conflict. We help people find their way out of conflict. You do it in the criminal context. I do it in the more of a civil litigation type context. And Arturo does it with a lot of planning. But we're map makers helping people find their way out of conflict. And of course, that implies that we can see the conflict coming down the road. And that's what a good lawyer does, is a good lawyer tries to get above the problem or the possible problems, look down and see what the ways out are or what the different paths might lead to.
You are listening to Bar Talk, Sex, Lies, and Audio Tape Without the Sex on the Biz Radio Network. Daphne Patterson and...
Scott Boats. That's Sex, Laws, and Audio Tape Without the Sex. Lawyers Who Don't Suck. We take a different approach to talking about legal issues. And this is the Biz Radio Network.
Have you been targeted or arrested by federal or state law enforcement? If that happens, stop, seek, and call. Stop. Don't say anything to law.